This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
It's Seachtain na Gaeilge, and tonight on Between the Sheets, we're proving that Irish isn't just for the classroom. It can be, well, for anywhere. Joining me is Cian Griffin, better known as Gael Gorey on TikTok, the man who's made Gaeilge cool again for a whole new generation online. But tonight, we're putting a slightly different spin on things. We're talking dating, relationships, red flags, and maybe even a few spicy romantic phrases, as Gaeilge, that you might want to add to your vocab. Cian, thank you for joining me on Between the Sheets. First off, how did you go from speaking Irish to teaching the nation how to flirt, as Gaeilge, on TikTok?
You know what? That is a generous way to put it. I will take that. I guess, like, when I was, I kind of really learned most of my Irish as an adult, and as I was learning, I was like, Jesus, like, a lot of the things I want to talk to my friends about in Irish, you're never going to find in a school book. And I guess you kind of just learn, like, I studied Irish in college, so I was kind of living my life in college bilingually. I would have friends that I only discuss things with in Irish, and through that I just picked up things that you would never learn from a textbook. And I was like, do you know what, when people criticized Irish not being a modern language, that's actually incorrect. They're just clouded by the school system. So I guess trying to prove, you know, it is a living language, but it's also one that has adapted with the times. And, like, yeah, I guess accidentally realized that that's what people really resonated with on TikTok. Like, it's always the videos you don't expect to do well that do well, and then suddenly me talking about, like, five different words for the vagina exploding on TikTok. I'm like, all right, okay, noted.
You mentioned there, like, Irish being a modern language. Is it a romantic language? Are we forcing it to be a romantic language, or do you think that there is an element of gorgeous romance about it?
I think it's a very, like, it's such a poetic language. I mean, like, all of the shanacles that most people would know, the proverbs, I'm like, there's such nicer ways to say it. Like, there's however many words for rain, ask Gaeilge. I'm like, we've got such an expressive, there's just so many beautiful ways to describe the same thing. And I'm like, I just think people are sleeping on it. Like, poetry in Irish slaps. Can I say that?
Well, you can. I would totally agree with that. Like, the poetic nature of some of those shanachal that we come across all the time, they're just gorgeous. They're things that can't even be translated properly. They're that nice. So I would totally second that. If we're looking at, you know, using the language to incorporated into our romantic and dating lives per se, we need a bit of a starter pack, and now that you're here this evening, I reckon that you'd be able to do the honours on that. What is a simple and safe Irish phrase you can use to compliment someone without sounding a little bit cringy, if that's possible?
Well, I find it very hard to do these flirts not being cringy. What I heard recently on Jacob and Tlanamatart, Mar is cracker who? Is Jacob your name because you're a cracker? Keonella, will too gamai, because tattooed fake and gamai. Classic.
I'm still stuck on the cracker one.
Sorry, you were like, I thought it was silence. You were choking on laughter. That makes me feel better.
No, it wasn't silence. It was me trying to translate it at the same speed in my head. I enjoyed that. Okay, I like them. Also, yeah, they're wholesome. They're ones we use so much, they're just a little bit of crack, to be fair. If you want to tell someone specifically that they're good looking, I know that we're taught to a fake and Gamad, that's one that we use a lot. Is there any other one that's a little bit less kind of well known, perhaps?
I mean, to come at all on earth is probably a nice way of saying it. Like, I'm trying to be chivalrous in my flirting. To come at all on earth, I'm touching brat new gamai. Gneisach, sexy. Say that. Okay. I just did, so there we go.
No stopping you.
Yeah, brat and shay, it depends.
On that,
I kind of like flit between the flirts.
On that, on the more kind of maybe spicy end of things, without getting us in any trouble, what's a kind of more spicy phrase you can use?
I mean, I think, well, actually, a video I put up on TikTok this week, it really resonated with people. It was like loads of different words to describe a pair of breasts, and like the different ways in Irish. And I figured in it, a lot of the Irish language use for breasts actually informs slang Asperla. So, for example, Diddy would be like nipples, I guess. And you'd often hear people refer to them as ditties. Asperla. A news there, Shane. Cleave. Like bosoms. Cleave. And that kind of sounds like cleavage. So I think every day is a school day.
I was going to say, this is just education. This is education of how Irish is once again informing the English language. And the words that we think that we're hearing that are Asperla, that they actually come from Ascoelga. So I'm sure people will take that one and remember it. What about a flirty DM line that someone might be using if they're sliding into someone's DMs on TikTok or wherever?
Brathneen to Cthulhu McCade Buchel. You look like my next boyfriend.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's nearly one you would hear Asperla translated into Irish. Now, I wouldn't be personally using that myself, but I'm sure now, Seachtain na Gaeilge, people will be making mad moves. I mean, we want these phrases on people's Tinder and their Grindr and their Hinges. This is the type of thing that we want. Have you ever heard a really bad attempt at flirting in Irish? Have you been the person? Have you been the person who's been doing the bad flirting, Oscar Ilga, by any chance?
Well, listen to me. I'm here giving you flirting advice, and I'm single, so I don't know if we're asking the right person here. I think I rely on my charm, not my words, because I often stumble over them.
Any risque content that we can say on air this evening? This is Between the Sheets, after all, which is our sex and relationships segment. How do we talk about sex, Oscar Ilga? What are some phrases for that?
Sex. Gnaeus, but you know what I really like? There's a few like very poetic phrases for a threesome. So Cluichean na Seamróga, a game of shamrocks, because each of the three people represents one of the shamrock leaves. Rinca na Sé Gus, a dance of 6 feet, because obviously there's three pairs of legs in that. Is that not just gorgeous?
I think that the use of shamrock in there, that's seriously what it's about, I think, for sure. For people who might be rusty since the Leaving Cert, how can they attempt the pronunciation of these things? So if they go onto your page or they hear some phrases here that they want to use but don't want to butcher saying out loud, are there any tips they should kind of take under their wing on how to pronounce words Ascoelga correctly?
So yeah, that's why I think TikTok and Instagram Reels and stuff are so great video mediums, because I have the text on screen so you can see what it says, and then you just, I do kind of bite-sized content so you can kind of listen to me say it. And I think honestly, just listen, you'd be surprised how much you can pick up by just listening, following Irish language content creators and listening to them say things. And just honestly, like playing the video, give me loads of views, play the video like 10 times. No, but like just listen to it over and over again. Just getting used to the way, honestly, you'd be so surprised how quickly, it's like riding a bike. I haven't ridden a bike. Well, actually, that's about, I rode one today. But people don't ride a bike, but they don't forget it. It might be rusty in their head, but the second they're on that bike, they're flying. You'd be surprised how quickly language comes back to you. It's often just dormant in your head. So follow a few Instagram influencers, listen to the radio, watch TG Carr. Honestly, SpongeBob SquarePants Ascoelga.
Oh my god, it's amazing. Absolutely stunning. I mean, SpongeBob SquarePants is such an Irish legend now after that movie.
Yes. But honestly, immersion, just listening to it. Honestly, it really, you'll be surprised how quickly your ear retrains, and you'll be on the road to fluency in no time.
And who are your top Gael Talk royalty that you're following at the minute?
Brathan Shea, what depends on what you want. Gael Gore Guides and Sean with the Photo are good for like a word a day. Laura Pakenham, she's kind of Barbie na Gaeilge. She's like kind of lifestyle girly bits in Irish. Gael Gavio is more grammar. Me, Gael Gore, it's like the Irish you didn't learn in school, the not safe for work Irish. It depends what you're looking for. But honestly, if you find one and go into the people they follow, you'll unlock the Pandora's box of Gael Gore's. But yeah, Gael Gore, number one, Darnowy.
That for sure. I was going to say, if you wanted to shout out your own social media for the end of this chat so that people could follow you, but you have done it there, and I am Gaffa, I am obsessed. thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat for Seachtain na Gaeilge and for Between the Sheets. I am sure we will catch up with you once again, and best of luck with the flirting, Ascoelga.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.